A new poll indicates a desire to move out of the country that has increased threefold since a similar poll was given 50 years ago in 1974. The poll was created by Monmouth University, and joining us here on Newsline is Patrick Murray, the director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute. Patrick, Bud Mishkin here at WCBS in New York. Thanks for a few minutes of your time today. What do you make of these findings about people's desire to move out of the country?
No matter how you interpret it, and what I mean by that is whether people really do want to move or they're just saying it, the number just jumping threefold over the past 50 years. And in fact, even more recently than that, because we looked back and found that Gallup had asked this very same question from 1948 through 1995 at different points in time. And it went as low as 5% in the 40s, but never went higher than 13% during that entire time. And now we're seeing this huge jump to 34%, a third who say that if they could, they'd like to leave the country. You know, it's Democrats and Republicans and independents alike that we've seen the jump with, particularly among independents. And I think the key thing there is half of adults under the age of 35, so young adults, are saying that they'd like to move. That's the biggest number that we've seen.
I've seen it tangibly in some young people who are choosing to go to college, to university overseas. And aside with the allure of that, it's been mentioned to me once or twice that, you know, this might not be a bad time to, with all that's going on politically and the level of public discourse or lack of it, that this might be, that's one of the reasons why young people are doing it.
Yeah, it's hard to tell exactly whether this was a gradual shift or it just suddenly came on, because the last time the Gallup organization asked this poll was in 1995, and now Monmouth has asked it again. So there's a gap of nearly 30 years there. But if I were to guess, I'd say it's not gradual. It's something that has happened much more rapidly, probably over the last 10 years. And I think particularly with young people, and we're seeing this with other things that we're polling, is that they're looking at they've grown up in an American political environment where nothing works, where government just simply doesn't work. They don't have a memory like some of us are of our older folks who remember a time when government at least was operational. And I think that's part of their sense of it's got to be, you know, the grass is greener somewhere else.
Are there any other questions in the poll that flesh it out a little bit?
Well, we don't get exactly to that in this series of questions that we ask, but we do know from everything that we've all asked about politics in general that we've seen a significant disengagement among young people in politics in particular, not in the sense that they can make a difference in the world. That hasn't changed when we ask those types of questions. The young people still are similar to how they were in past generations. But they're saying that they can't make a difference in terms of the political environment. But what they seem to be saying now is that they're not sure that they can make a difference because of how dysfunctional America is here, and that maybe, you know, they're better off trying it someplace else.
And the question specifically is about moving on a more permanent basis as opposed
to
like a year or two or a semester abroad, that type
right.
of thing.
Right. Well, this is settling in another country. So it's however they define that. But again, we're asking it exactly the same way that's been asked in the past. So however you interpret what they mean by that, it's still tripled from where it was 50 years ago.
That's amazing. And settling is the key word there. This is a new poll from Monmouth University, indicating a desire to move out of the country has increased threefold since a similar poll was given 50 years ago. Patrick Murray is the director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute. Patrick, we appreciate a few minutes of your time today.
My pleasure, bud.